You know, when you come down to the end of life and you're terminally ill and you know you're going to die and you're scared to death of dying, you know, if you haven't lived for God and lived in this word your whole life, that's a scary place to be. And don't wait till it's the whole life's gone and everything's over and then try to get some faith and try to get some understanding. I have to deal with a lot of people like that all the time. Live in this word. Live in this word, and when you get down to that hour, you'll know that he is the resurrection and the life. Yea, though you were dead, yet shall you live. He that believeth in him, though he were dead, shall never die. And have that rooted and grounded in your heart and in your soul until you're ready to let go of one hand in this world and take the hand of your Savior face to face in the next. But don't wait till the last hour to get it done. See, we got to be born again of the Spirit, but we've got to be born again of the Word. 1 Peter 2, verse 1 said, therefore, putting aside all malice, that's hatefulness, meanness, and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Well, Pastor Ken, if I do that, I'd be a pretty more mature Christian. Now, listen to what the Word says. Put aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander, and like newborn babies. Some have been saved 20 years and you're still meaner than a junkyard dog. You take your church face off when you get out of the building here and there ain't nobody in your family even knows whether you're saved or not. You know why? Because you're not born of the Word. You don't have that Word sanctifying, cleansing, filling your heart and mind, changing and transforming everything about you and everything that you are. You know why it said like newborn babies? Because you're supposed to repent of all those things. You're supposed to stop it. Well, I will. If you give me a class, Pastor Ken, on how anger management, I'll stop. Just stop. The Spirit of God will give you the power if you choose to stop. It's called repentance. It's called, I'm not doing that anymore, God. I can't do that anymore. I am a child of God. Your word says like a newborn baby, I got to stop that stuff. It's not all right. And then long for the pure milk of the word so that you by it you may grow in respect to your salvation. If you've tasted the kindness, some translations say the goodness of the Lord. Some of us come to church, we kind of half get saved, and we spend the next 20 years trying to figure out how to live and walk God. I'm serious. Churches are full of people who are not born of the Word, who do not know God, who do not live like Jesus has called us to live. And I feel more sorry for churches with people like that, and some of you are like that, than I do for the drunkard and the harlot and the drug addict out on the street, because you know what? Most of them don't know. And if you sit week after week and you listen and you listen and you listen, but you don't do and you never get it to pass in your life and it never becomes part and parcel of you, you're going to stand before God one day and he's going to remind you of every sermon I've ever preached, of every song this praise team's ever sung, of every witness and testimony and book and track and song that you've listened to that any Christian's ever put in your hand. He's going to remind you, you didn't listen to any of it. Are you born again? Say, Pastor, you're scaring me. I want to. I want to scare the devil right out of you. Why? Because this word will change you and transform you. It will give you strength. It will give you power. It will sanctify you. It will. This is the power of God unto salvation to those that believe. And do it. Don't trick yourself. Don't just look at it. Don't just listen to it. Don't just think your Christianity is what you have in your head. It's what you do, what you put into practice, what you live out in your life. James said you're fooling yourself if you don't live it and put it into practice. Now, once you're born again, where do you start? I'm going to ask the worship team to come to the platform. If you've never started reading this book and you don't do anything else new this year, if you don't stay on the diet that you've committed to and all the other resolutions that you've made, Stick to this one. See, this is going to be the year that I, as a child of God, get born of the Word. And I'm going to get this Word down in my heart and in my life and in my mind. And I'm going to do what it says. Maybe for the first time in my life, I'm just going to quit arguing with God. I'm going to quit arguing with everybody else. I'm going to quit listening to all the lies and the philosophies of the world and the news and the television and the magazines. I'm going to do exactly what God asked me to do. And what I want you to do is this very simple thing. You're going to need to start in the New Testament. There's a New and an Old Testament in this thing. The New Testament's toward the back because the Old Testament was first. I want you to go to the book of John. There's four Gospels in the beginning of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Start in John. If you can only read one verse a day, that's good. If you could read three chapters a day, 5 days a week, and you'll read five chapters on Saturday and Sunday, now that's pretty big, and most of you aren't going to do that, but if you did that, you could read the whole thing in a year, one time. But don't worry about starting that big a chunk. Just open it up in the book of John and start reading in the book of John. The second thing I want you to do is this. Don't worry about what you don't understand. But every time as you're reading along, if you don't understand something, read it, but just read on by it till something speaks to you, and it will. It's living, it's active, it's powerful. And when it speaks to you, just do what it tells you to do. Learning the Bible itself says, is like a light that shines brighter and brighter in your path. And the more of it you do, the more of it you understand, and the brighter the light gets. But you got to do it. And just start putting it into practice and read John. The next book you're going to encounter is called the Book of Acts. It's the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the apostles. It's the early history of the first Christian church. Read through it, and when you get done there, go back to the beginning of the New Testament and start in Matthew and just start reading and go all the way to the end to the book of Revelation. When you've done that, then you can go back to the very beginning of the book of Genesis and start reading through. And it'll make a lot more sense to you. But church, you have got to do this. If you've got eyes to see and ears to hear, and a heart that wants to know God, you are without excuse. Do you know there are people who love God so much that just to have a few pages of this book, they last night, some of them this morning because of the time changes, were huddled in basements in secret in communist Korea and China and Russia and Iraq and Iran, who are hazarding their lives just to get a hold of this book and find out a little bit of what is being said in it. You cannot go to meet Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of God, living in America, where we've got Bibles that we don't even look at, we use them as nightstands and everything else. You're not going to be able to go and stand before a holy God and say, I never cracked open the book, and I'm not guilty. And I don't really know what it says, and I don't know what it teaches, and yeah, I could have lived a better life. I might have led more people to Christ. I might have been a better Christian. I just didn't bother to read the book. I mean, that's a New Year's resolution, isn't it? That will change everything if you will do it. Would you stand to your feet? Born again of the Spirit. Born again of the Word. We're going to worship for just a few more moments before we end the service this morning. But just be a good time to do a spiritual checkup in all of our hearts and lives and just ask God, am I really born again? Am I really born again of the Spirit? Is there a place somewhere in my life where, God, I consciously decided I was no longer doing life my way, but I'm going to do it your way? And if there isn't, you need to ask God to help you to do that and to get to that place right now, right here, right where you stand. And then, God, show me how to be born of this word. Let me hunger and thirst after your word like a newborn babe that needs milk. And I know how they are. We got enough of them around here. They scream and cry and squawk when they don't get what they need. And you need to get that hungry for God. Amen? And to know God. Let's worship. There are people here that can pray with you. Any need that you have, we never end a service without praying with people and for people. These altars are open. People pray with you if you want to, but we're going to worship the Lord together. You waiting on me again? Nope. Good. Go ahead.